This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 12% off with code MMA12. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 706.
706.
My name's Inga Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by my fans, for my fans. We walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Oh, what are you going on over there? Go back to the
little sparkle glass cleaner.
Nice. No, the ammonia flavor. It's the best. No, put water. Some hair on your balls. H2O. You know. It's all good.
Brought to you by Costco.
Good in the hood. He tops it off with glass cleaner.
And all the sponsors in. Just keep
That's
going.
Right.
Just also Miller High Life.
Hey, and brought to you by Chopin. Potato vodka.
Yes.
And fucking else? Ion for the power lifter in you.
Yes. Or the podcaster if you want to have.
That's right. You want to get in the game?
Sniff some Ion. Oh, my God. He's doing it right now. It's a massive. I always, those dudes that are just like huffing those, like full on, I'm like, you people are nuts.
Well, that's what Joe Rogan's been doing on his podcast. He's nuts because he's like, give me a fresh, brand new one. And they crack open, it comes in a bag, and they crack the bag open, and then he opens his vial and goes straight in hard. And then he's like, everyone's losing their mind. He's always getting the guests to do that. I'm like, bitch, I've been doing that for like 10 years on this show.
I feel like he's gone off the reservation, man. He's just like,
I don't watch it that much anymore. Control. But control. Again, I don't watch many podcasts that much anymore. Nope. It is what it is.
Let's see. Did you watch the Masters this weekend? Golf?
No.
Oh my
no
God.
Interest.
Epic
battle. I heard it was fantastic ending, right?
Really. The final round was insane. Rory McIlroy wins, but he was like behind, then he was up, then he was like tied. Then one guy like came out of nowhere, Justin Rose, like as the day went on, his score just kept going down and down. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then there was like four guys at the same, like minus 10, I think. And then Rory missed the 3-foot putt to win the thing and they had to go to playoff. So,
oh, shit.
Can you imagine? But you think about this, like if you look at the picture, or watch the video, there's like 5,000 people watching you, maybe more, to take this putt. That is so
it's
much
fine.
Pressure. These are
care.
Not like easy putts. Like this fucker is like on an angle. Like he's coming at it from over here, and you're just kind of like doing. I don't know.
Well, I gotta imagine they're so zoned out, like you don't even realize the fans are there at some point.
Well,
and I was gonna say too, like when it amazes me, like when I do turn it on, and see like how close these crowds are to like the green, like the guy's gonna drive, and if he shanks
I was about to
it,
say that. Yeah.
Someone's gonna skull fuck you. I mean,
literally,
like you might want to back up a little bit. If I'm hitting the ball, back it up.
But they don't shake it.
No,
I'm like, you can't pay me to stand there. I'm not doing that. So maybe behind him, but definitely not freaking next.
Right,
15 yards in front of him, like right on the front.
Yeah,
the
better hit it straight, or
a
someone's gonna die.
Garage. It's really tiny.
It's tight
on
it's
some
a tight
of the
window.
Holes. Yeah.
And I did see like some ball official get hit in the back with a ball because he wasn't paying attention.
Oh, nice.
Standing in the middle of the green, probably trying to mark balls, and then someone hit one, and then it hit him and bounced off and then cost the guy, I don't know, probably another 20, 30 yards.
Yeah.
So I just saw random highlights across the feed, but well, cool. I think that's in anticipation of Happy Gilmore 2 coming out in July.
Yes.
Straight to Netflix.
We also have UFC 314, which just happened over the weekend.
That's right. Well, you can start with the main event, Alexander Volkanovski, Diego
Lopez.
Well, Volk broke the curse because I think it was if you're 35 and older and you're trying to regain the belt, you typically lose. He broke the curse. And You know what? He was in phenomenal shape when they showed the pictures of him this fight compared to like the last two. Totally ripped, totally blew away what I thought would happen. I'm like, no way is he gonna win.
Yeah, same.
And I don't know what the fuck Lopez was doing because he had a significant reach advantage and chose not to fucking use it. He looked a step slow, slightly confused out there. And he just let Volk close that distance and get up
Yeah, every
on
time.
him.
Yep. I only had
And
him winning round four, but I thought I gave
yeah,
all
he just
round
had that
four.
like flash, that fury in round four. And
Yep.
I don't, I'm just still shocked at how good he looked. And I don't know if that's just because Diego was almost deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
Just weird. Like he was just like, what are you holding on for? Go, go. He's just kind of standing in front, waiting. I mean, he's throwing hard shots. I mean, he fucked up Volk's face for sure, but it just wasn't, it didn't seem like he was all there for this fight.
I agree. Not, I mean, go Volkanovski, right? I would have never guessed him to do all that. So.
No. And now he's back. He's champ. A lot of damage, a lot of damage taken.
Yeah, well, there's that, right?
And then we could talk about the Chandler and Pimblett fight. You want to talk about that? Go first.
Sure. I mean, the leg kicks by Pimblett to start. Chandler gets a takedown in the first round. I mean, it was a little back and forth there. I think Pimblett even had a submission attempt there. There was a nut kick in the round two.
No, no point taking off. Just a warning, you
It's
know.
gay, right?
Take the point.
And then I think Chandler was going for a takedown and Pimblett lands a punch, right? But then he picked him up and threw him. And then round three, you had the finish where
Yeah, that
was
flying
that?
knee. He had the
Yeah.
flying knee.
Like a, I guess, yeah, that's what you call it.
That's what started it, and then.
Chandler was all messed up, bleeding everywhere. Pimlet's like in mount, just going crazy. And
And he's 12-6ing him. I loved
yeah.
it. Like,
Just
yeah, fuck
like,
yeah,
and it was
12-6s.
over.
Let's
It was,
go.
I don't know, I don't know. There's a video of those two having a beer after or something, and it was a good fight. It
Not
overall,
surprising. I mean,
no. I think the card
and
was decent overall.
yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say too, like Pimblett, his offensive striking looks good, but I cannot stand his fucking defense. He's just lucky that Chandler's just so low and smaller because he was going real hands low. I'm like, oh man, this works some of the time, not all the time. I don't like your defensive striking. And obviously, he's grappling when he's in control, but it makes me think that, and I kind of thought this going into this fight, that Chandler is washed now.
You
I
think
think
so?
that, yeah, I think that 2 year layoff just fucked him up. Like, you
Could
just
be.
keep holding out for Connor, holding out for Connor. Like, he wasted 2 years of his prime.
Yeah, yeah, and he's no spring chicken. It's not like he's 20,
No.
right? So
And
it
I think he was, I want to say he was ranked 7th and Pimblett was 12th. So Pimblett should, you know, obviously move up, and I think he's trying to call out some other people that are higher up on the flagpole. I heard some matchups were like, should he fight Gaethje next?
oh,
Or,
Jesus.
yeah, I know. Like, I kind of wouldn't mind seeing him fight Oliveira. Like, that
Okay.
seems more of
The
a
Bronx.
reasonable
I
fight,
like that.
right?
Yeah.
Because I think they always want to take it slow with him because he's marketable. I
Yeah.
kind of do like his approach now that I hear it some more. Originally, I wasn't a big fan of it, but he's like, I like to be fat and happy when I'm not training. Like all these other guys, they're always unhappy because they're fucking fit and six-packed all the time. But I don't know how long you maintain the rubber band,
Well, it
you
worked for
know?
Johnny Hendricks until it didn't,
Well, then that's when drug testing came in too.
Yeah.
So
So,
there's something to be said about these guys. You can be successful, it's just you might have to jump up a weight class. Like, he also did look huge in this fight compared to Chandler. Like, he kind of dwarfed him, and Chandler is a big guy, but he's stocky, like short and this and that. So do you have any other fights to talk about?
Well, I just want to talk about one between Iggy. I don't know if you watched the last fight leading into the card. Iggy versus what's his nuts? Iggy. Hang on a second. Versus Woodson. So like they were going at it back and forth, you know. Woodson's really tall. That watching them fight was
freakishly weird. Tall.
Like freakishly tall. Same. They didn't even look like they were in the same weight class.
Yeah.
But and then round three comes and there's like a skirmish on the ground. There's a little like Ige's like kind of hitting Woodson a little, and Woodson's going to get up and steps back, and the ref's like, "It's over," and he's like, "What? What the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you stopping this fight?" Like, yeah. I thought it was horrible. Like, I don't even know what the hell he was thinking. The guy's literally getting up. So, like, doesn't that mean he's okay?
Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta let him take some punishment. Like, he wasn't, he was not out. Because we see these guys, they're sometimes they're a little too quick on the shot. Like, oh, stop the fight. And they're like, fuck. He's still good. Well,
it wasn't a TKO. You gotta get Woodson his shot. You know, I think he was down 2-0, but still.
And then also Amanda Nunes inducted the UFC Hall of Fame.
Nice.
They said she will be coming out of retirement now to fight the winner of Pena versus Harrison.
Oh, wow.
And she looked like she was in fucking phenomenal shape sitting there watching the fight. I'm like, ooh.
So like a year out from having a baby, maybe something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, good timing.
So
she's gonna have that mama strength. Watch out.
Yeah, something. We need to do a little sponsor action.
Okay, we can do that. Did you know that one man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, it's the most common form of cancer among men ages 15 to 35. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, which is why I wanted to take a second to talk about men's health issues that are important to me. With men's health and hygiene in mind, Manscaped has partnered with Testicular Cancer Society, an amazing registered 501c3 nonprofit organization. Manscaped is putting action behind their words and donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society to help save lives and promote routine self-checks. Manscaped just dropped a special edition bundle that helps support an amazing cause. The TCS Ball Hero Bundle includes the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra TCS Special Edition. This sounds
great. You'll be a ball hero. Come on, man. God. Get in the game.
Special Edition TCS Boxers 2.0. Join over 12 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and use code MMANOUNCE20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
And here's the best part. By ordering the Manscaped TCS Ball Hero Bundle, you're helping raise awareness for testicular cancer. Every purchase helps spread the life-saving message. But hurry, there's a limited supply, so these special edition products won't last long. Get your bundle while supplies last, and let's help raise awareness for testicular cancer together. Get 20% off with free shipping with promo code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn more about how to check yourself or rickety wreck yourself or make a donation to at TCS Society today to save lives and balls.
Jesus. This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners free from questionable ingredients and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils and more sustainable materials to bring you your best looking, best smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right. And they just came out with the new scent. Yacht Club.
Whoa.
I just cracked this open. What's it like?
Ooh. Like a yacht?
It's something.
Okay.
It's like citrus. Is it super wet? Citrus.
Is it wet and salty?
Yeah. You go blind. No, it's deliciousness. Deliciousness in the package. It's Yacht Rock blasting. And with nothing but blue skies ahead, it's the perfect day to set sail. A fresh wave of watery citrus opens the scent as a cotton sail accord is picked up in the breeze, complemented with a burst of marina mist. That sounds refreshing. Crisp driftwood brings the scent back to shore. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. Just like that. Back to the show.
Somewhere in there, there's some dude or lady that sits around and smells shit all day. Can you imagine having that job?
No.
Can you figure out what shit smells good together?
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's do a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a that, blind like, smell test.
Yeah, I could never do that job. I smell too well. Like when I go into one of those candle stores, I get headaches. I'm like, this is too much.
It's too much. I smell
everything, you know?
And a lot of those places have so much toxic scent. I'm like, oh, it's headache fragrance. Now I got it on my fingers. I smell something.
Oh, no.
Must be Yacht Club. Let's see what else is happening.
Well, oh, I got to
go ahead.
You first. You want me to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got a post from BJ Penn, who now thinks more people in his family are clones. He says,
I know.
If I harm any of these people that are acting like my mom or my brothers, I go to jail and lose everything. If they harm me, nothing will happen to them and I lose everything. I have many black belts over the years that are police officers. Are you guys going to help me? Are we going to help JD and Reagan and my mother and look for them and investigate these fake frauds who are trying to steal everything from my family? Pound sign Hawaii. Is this real? Or do you think it's real? I mean, is he messing with us? Is this like when he came out with that weird boxing thing and he's just like, psych, he's going to be like later. He's going to be like, I got you fuckers. Like the one comedian that was like back in the what 70s or 80s where they Andy Kaufman, where you're like, he's the like wrestling faking it,
shtick.
Faking the whole thing.
I would like to think it is, but I think this CTA is strong with this one. Unfortunately, yeah. A lot of people were saying that. And I think that just happened with another hockey enforcer who, Chris Simon, I believe he was 52. Committed suicide. They donate his brain. They said he had like stage 3 CTE, whatever the fuck that is. So I think they're reversing the CTE because what the hell was that hockey guy's name? Daniel Carcillo. I think he was doing something with psychedelics. I think it was mushrooms actually. And it was helping reverse CTE or the cognitive issues that he was having from being an enforcer in hockey for so many years and having hundreds of fights. So maybe BJ can get on some of that because he seems to be spiraling. And I think a lot of people are worried and you're starting to think your family members are fucking clones. I hate to laugh because it's like, you don't want to laugh at this shit, but that's the way you get through this. Yeah,
humor is medicine, Matt. Humor is medicine.
That's right. And he could use a lot of that because you don't want to see him go down that route. So, on another note, in the least shocking story of the year, which I think we predicted for many months now, the GFL has canceled their first two shows.
What? Are you kidding?
Can you believe this?
Who would have thunk this?
And you don't want to know why? Lack of funding.
maybe because they paid all the money to all the people and they got no money back.
It's so ridiculous. So here's the official statement. So unfortunately, we've been forced to postpone our May launch event. Our primary investor was unable to meet their funding commitment. Yeah, no shit. We knew about this like 2 months ago. We are working tirelessly to secure the necessary funding to support a successful launch. Although we anticipate this delay to be short-lived, any athlete may request an immediate release. We are committed to our mission and will continue to fight forward together. The support from our athletes, coaches, and managers during this time has been truly inspiring. Darren Owen. Hey, Darren, why don't you go fuck yourself, all right? Because that's bullshit. Think about all these fighters that had other opportunities, and some people, I think even Holly Holm was over there. She left the UFC to come over here and potentially make more money. And now Are they going to be able to go back to UFC? Probably not.
Uncle Dana's going to be unhappy. So
exactly. Like, you just fucked over a ton of fighters in this process. Got everyone's hopes up. Be like, Uriah Faber coming out of retirement and like all these fighters. And they've been fucking training to prepare for a fight here. Like, they're mid fight camp, right?
Yeah.
Fucking, it's super irritating. I'm like, we knew this was going to happen, but still, what the fuck, man? So here's the next question. Is this ever going to happen?
No, there's no chance. They can't pay those people that money. Who's gonna pick that roster up and pay all that money?
Exactly.
There's no way. They can't make the money back. It's
no.
What's the point of those fights? There's I mean, it's cool, but if you can't make money on the one event and there's no guarantee for future events, who would take that bet? There's probably no like strategy. They're just like, we're gonna throw these people together. And okay, why?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? So,
no, I think the deal is you start a league to try to sell it to selling the media rights. I think that's what they're trying to do, but you couldn't even have the first fucking event. And I think all these other places did it with current talent, and these guys were trying to do it with people past their prime. Like, typically, those guys all go into like Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, or I think the Dirty Boxing. Like, you saw Arlovsky and Yoel Romero over there and Mike Perry's fucking thing. So there are avenues for people. It's super unfortunate for all these people that were still fighting and thought, oh, I can just come over here for a bigger payday, maybe make twice or three times what I was making. And now they can't. So just fucked over a ton of people. And one last organization out there again. I was like, oh, maybe this will be hopeful as an option for people, because it seemed like, at least from a fight making standpoint, there were fair fights. Not like, oh, let's take this guy who's way past his prime against this guy who's up and coming. So fuck them.
I agree.
And I hope they come back, though. I kind of want to see it, but fuck them for the way they did it. So anyway, what else is going on?
I got some video of it. Can't share the sound, but Ivanka Trump apparently practicing jiu-jitsu. Here's some video of her doing some.
Safe sex.
I don't know, but I would like to be the guy in this video.
Whoa! What the hell is that?
I mean, it looks good.
Yeah,
and obviously highly produced.
Yeah, we're moving in slow motion. Is she a purple belt or is that blue? I can't tell.
It looks blue.
Okay.
I think she's been doing it for a little while. She's obviously got some technique, but you know, they're just demonstrating.
Yeah, we're in slow-mo.
Yeah.
I'll approve of this messaging.
I mean, solid.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
Ugh. See, I would do that kind of jiu-jitsu, where like, if I was rich and I could pay like a coach to just roll with that person, where I knew I was probably not going to get injured, and they weren't going to grind me into fucking oblivion like some of those 25-year-olds we were rolling with when we were almost 40.
Yeah.
That's just like, that would be great. I'm all in. I'll do jiu-jitsu again. Like, you know. But to go back to a gym, that's painful. That's just
so because I can remember, like, I don't remember what we were doing. Like, we might have done like a Muay Thai session, and then did like a instructional jiu-jitsu class, and then did a fucking roll, like a full 1 hour roll through everyone.
Yeah.
And then we're just sitting around afterwards. And I remember like a couple guys, or at least one kid would come up, or came up one time. He's like, oh, can I roll with you guys? I got a fight coming up. I need to get some more time in. I'm like, hey, fuck. I just did 3 hours. I'm like, okay, we can, but fuck, man.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
For the days, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I can do 3 hours of martial arts anymore. I think I would be dead. It seems excessive.
Yeah. My body is just at this point, just trying to maintain over here. There's no way to. I couldn't even imagine doing that kind of training again with like the 20-year-olds again, because even at that time, like we were, or at least I was, probably the oldest person in the fucking gym or close to it.
Yeah, you were pretty. Yeah, well, I'm younger than you, so I think it was maybe one or two more guys that were in there. Oh, you never went to Capri. No, Mike was there. I think Mike was older than you. But you were like probably the second oldest, maybe.
Yeah, because I think I'm older than Arlovsky.
So, Arlovsky.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. Let's see.
I can't believe he coached us for a few months. That's,
I know.
That was insane. Like, and like, I never understood really a fucking thing that guy was saying. Like, I'm like, he would just bark at
grunting.
Me. Like, grunt. No, 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 not like this, like this. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Okay, cool. Oh man.
Hey, thanks, man. Don't kill me.
Right. Let's see. I got Conor McGregor. He's doing some training. What? Never. I'll post this and we'll do a little volume here. So he's in an arcade somewhere. What? Hitting the punching machine. I didn't know you can be barefoot in an arcade.
Oh, you must be at some beach location.
And why do we have to run up on the machine and go?
It's just stupid. It's a good way to hurt yourself. What are you at, 9:30?
Yeah.
I got 9:30 before.
Yeah, I've done more than that.
Big deal.
And I didn't run at the machine either. Like, why are we running? Just stand and hit it.
I think 1,000 is the max, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably $9.99, but... Yeah, I can run at it and probably fucking do that too. Like hit break the machine, but that's what else has happened. I think tomorrow, with speaking of Conor McGregor, because he's trying to become the president of Ireland, Tucker Carlson is in Ireland and he's going to be at Conor McGregor's bar doing a little one-on-one interview with him.
Oh, I like it.
Whatever. I think it's Black Forged Inn, something like that. Okay. So that'll be interesting to see of what he has to say, because we'll see how that all goes and if they actually let him run for president. What else is going on?
Cain Velasquez, I know we've been following this story off and on. He was just transferred to Wasco State Prison.
Is that a pound you in the ass penitentiary?
I don't know, but I mean, aren't they all? But so that.
Well, do you think anyone's going to fuck with them though?
Probably not.
Hey, I'll shoot the wrong person.
They set parole eligibility to March 2026 with less time for good behavior. So.
Yeah, he's only going to do well. He should do less than that actually, because the sentence was 5 years and he's already done three. So he should technically be out. Now, that's how I see it. Good behavior already happened. Yeah. But they're going to make him do a fucking year and then let him out.
Can you imagine being in prison just all of a sudden? That's fucked up. I couldn't even.
No, I can't.
No. I guess I would never go on a rampage and try to shoot everybody.
No, and I hear like bad news about those, because like the that was my studying in college was, you know, I was going to try to become a police officer and then go into the FBI. But my degree is in sociology with an emphasis in criminology. So I had police officers as some of my instructors and another guy who would, I don't know if he was in prison or not, but would tell us stories. Like, if you ever go in prison, you got to like gang up with the whites or whatever flavor you are. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't want to know. Like how crazy this is, but it's wild.
Does anyone go to prison and just get left alone?
No, you gotta be on a team.
Okay.
Whichever way, if you want to survive, otherwise you're gonna be someone's bitch. You don't want to be someone's bitch.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, we're gonna see some Yuri Prokryaj training.
Yes. Is he coming?
He always comes and goes. He's coming to your town.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I have any volume on, but.
You do that. Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay, we're going to go blindfold on the. I don't know what kind of dummy this is. I kind of like it.
What the fuck? He's even wearing his black belt.
Oh, nice.
What a dork. What is he doing?
I don't know. But, like, he can't even go full bore on this guy because he'll knock him right over. I'm coming.
That's kind of impressive. I just find it funny. He's wearing a black belt and like a tracksuit. Like the whole thing.
I know. All right. Third. And shoes.
And shoes. Good Lord. I don't know. Somebody told him this was a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, and then I didn't even read the. This was from MMA on Point. They said Tony Ferguson walks so Yuri could run. And then here's him fucking training in his unorthodox methods of training. Oh, I swear, these guys and their training methods. But again, like, wasn't fucking Connor playing touch butt in the park when he was in his prime?
Yes.
He had a fucking movement coach, which I think was voodoo. I don't know if that really worked, but he was successful.
I think whatever the guys feel is working and to help with their confidence is going to work in some capacity. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it matters what it is.
Well, yes and no, because Diego Sanchez, it didn't work out for him, but he had some kind of weird guru with him. Yeah, that too.
I think that was the overriding factor. I like that guy, but man,
yes,
he's taken a lot of beatings, I think, and that's not going well for him now and later in life.
No.
It was exciting to watch, but...
Well, maybe that rubbed off from BJ Penn. You know, they fought.
They should hang out.
Maybe.
Here's a strange new sport.
Sure.
Will you swig or swing? I think you have to finish the beer or something. What do you think?
Can you punch them when they're drinking?
I want
to be able to head kick somebody in this sport.
While they're drinking?
Yeah. Fucking sweet. I'd switch kick someone in the head. That'd be sweet.
With the bottle? Beat someone over the head with the bottle? I think
that's fine.
I don't think bottle beating is discouraged.
Fair enough. I could see it. Here's another new sport for you. We got them all. Maybe a little sound. I'm not sure.
What the?
Might be mud fighting.
That's gross. They have to dip their hands in the mud?
They didn't have to. I think he just did on point. Oh, man.
They're laughing. Are they even hitting each other?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
You can't get away, though. I kind of like that because you're stuck.
This looks fake. It's so crazy.
I know. Maybe it's cow shit. That might make it more interesting.
The one guy is, like, melting.
Exactly.
What's happening? Holy shit. This is so crazy.
Oh, there's a minute 30 of this?
Is anyone getting
fast forward a little?
Man, these guys got good cardio.
They're still going at it. We're going faster.
They got excellent cardio.
There's no defense. Oh, there is a little. I mean, they're moving, but they're not trying to block or parry.
How do they have this much cardio? That's a long time.
Seriously.
Oh, man, that tall guy is taking a pounding, though.
Yeah. They went from that... to completely covered.
Yeah.
Wow.
The tall guy couldn't get away, so he couldn't
no.
get his reach thing going.
It's interesting. What else is happening?
Let me see. I got one more bit of news and then some KOs and knowledge. So,
okay.
You know, tomorrow, I think when the show comes out, which is, I guess, today, now that everyone's watching it, Tuesday, that whole thing with the UFC and ESPN where nobody can do it comes to an end. So Dana was just commenting on this, and you know, he's saying that, you know, he's not worried. He doesn't know what the new deal is going to be. He likes ESPN. You know, it depends a lot on what kind of programming people want on their stuff, you know, whether it's Netflix or ESPN or whatever. He's like, we do whatever works for the network. And, you know, depending on what they do, that's the window's going to open and we're going to start talking to other networks and we'll get into it and figure it out. He seems really like not worried. Is that like a ploy? Do you think you should be worried? I feel like
I think the deal's already done secretly.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's Netflix, because he seemed too that it seemed like pay-per-view was going to go away, and he's like you were saying, it's whatever our partner wants. So if they want no pay-per-view, you're not going to have it on Netflix, and God, that would be a godsend.
So like no more pay-per-view cards? That'd be something.
No, like no more paying for it. You'll still have the numbered cards, but we're not paying.
Well, okay, so does that mean Netflix increases their prices? I bet they do.
Well, how can you afford that? Because the rumor is it's going to be $1 billion a year. It's $300 million a year right now. But because when was the end date? I think it's 2028. before the next sport comes up for bidding rights for streaming or whatever, for the media rights. So they can kind of command a shit ton of money. Plus, I think one of their biggest advantages is there's no season. It's just all the time. You want a steady influx of fucking action by the UFC. And since we've talked, you know, the WWE is already on Netflix. It seems like it. Good maybe combo. They did a package, but only said, wink, wink, this isn't done.
We'll be there later when our contract right. is up.
Yeah, because I feel that could have been maybe negotiated together. Like, hey, if you buy one, it's this, but get two and you get that, we'll give you a discount. So it seems to make sense. I think it'll be good for everybody as long as they can handle it, because they couldn't handle Tyson versus Paul.
True.
I couldn't watch. I had to watch it on Twitter from Antonio Brown streaming from the fuck. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? I have Netflix and I can't even fucking watch it. God damn it. So it'll be good. I hope they leave ESPN. I'm sick of their service sucks. But again, hopefully, I would imagine Netflix is probably more robust as far as playback on a smaller amount of people watching shit. Because again, like when I log into ESPN, even though I bought the pay-per-view, they don't even serve that the first thing. Like I have to figure out, like, okay, I bought UFC 314. It is now Sunday. Where do I find this?
Right.
Because sometimes I click the wrong thing and I'm not on ESPN Plus anymore. I'm back on ESPN.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm like, just make it
easy. How did this happen?
Just right. make it easy. You know what I'm here for. I only come here for the fights.
Right.
So just serve me
be
fights.
Like the first thing.
You yes. Be able to every time. Right there. But they sure as shit will sell it to me every time. They just make it hard for me to find it after I bought it.
They don't want you to watch it anymore.
No. Just it's one and done, fucker. Like, yes. Thank you. I saw people watching hockey in Russia. I didn't know this is how you can do it over there. I think I want to watch hockey like this. Hot tub.
Hot tub, sushi, ladies.
Yep. That's the way to do it. Out in the corner, way up there.
The dude's brave. He's just sitting on the edge.
I know, like, right?
Fall off anytime. You're wet, buddy. You don't want to be doing that.
That's right. You get some KOs? Let's do some KO action.
I have one KO, yeah.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Here's a little action. A little Muay Thai action. I'm always nervous now. Oh,
you're fine.
I never know if you've seen this one, but
I have not. Oh,
we got to see it again one more time because
he's got spinal bifida.
I don't know. He's
scoliosis.
Someone called the doctor. He's like, what did I do? What did I do? I don't know what I did.
Hey, George Sotiropoulos, like, what are you doing to people out there?
I'm going to call somebody. Are they going to show it in slow-mo or not? Yep. There it is.
I think that guy's got doctor written on his shirt, so I know who he is.
I mean, the rebound from the ropes.
Ugh,
and ouchies.
So brutal. I think three vertebrae got fractured in the filming of this show.
Yeah. Well, that was a nasty one, I thought.
We'll go from that to this one. You tell me how the fuck this person got knocked out. I'm going to be careful. I'm gonna have to blur the shit out of that. Did you catch that? Was that the armpit?
It's really choppy, actually, on my end.
Look where this kick lands. It's right in her armpit.
Yeah, you know, how does it knock her out?
Exactly. I think someone took a little dive. Yeah, the streaming
sometimes.
Did her
sometimes head hit her shoulder?
I don't know.
I wonder if her head hit her shoulder. Did that happen?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, she goes down like she got shot.
Can you get
she
knocked out from the armpit?
Apparently. Learn something new every day.
Somebody should test this theory.
I'm going to punch myself in the armpit, right? Didn't work. Can't go. I'm still here. Let's see. I got one more thing. I don't know where it fits in, so I'll put it here. We may have seen this in the past. I feel like I've seen this video, but I'm finding this intriguing. Let's get some sound because these ladies can really crack a bag.
Oh.
Hang on.
Are we going up in weight class? Is that
No, we're kind of all over the place, but I think the thing that's impressive is they're fucking hitting it pretty efficiently here. You know?
They are. She's got the glasses.
Here we go. Yeah. I like how everyone centers it, cracks it, gives you a little what for on the way by. Ooh, that one did the hair flip. This one's all business.
Man, there's a lot of women.
Yeah, seriously, I don't know. This is like a clown car. Where the fuck are they keep coming from?
Here's the last one, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know where that is. Mother Russia?
That's pretty cool. They should have done something crazy. Someone should have, like, I don't know.
The last one comes out buck naked. Just goes sure. For
it. I mean, that wouldn't make me sad.
No. I'm ready to acknowledge unless you got anything else.
Nope. You want to go first or you want me to go?
Go ahead.
Okay. I discovered this, what appears to be a Brazilian fighter. I'll show you two videos. Here's one.
I already approve of this messaging.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll just... It froze. Okay, it wants me to do the other one. Here's another one.
Oh, okay.
Like,
whatever these fucking yoga squatter pants are, these are fucking phenomenal.
I mean, yeah.
Those are some interesting boots she has on, too. Are these squat boots?
They're lifting boots. I mean,
that's great technique, by the way.
Fantastic. She's extremely strong.
Seriously. That hurts my back just looking at this.
I think she might be stronger than I am.
Well, I'm not even going to try to put... I'm not squatting with a bar on my back anymore. No. I'm hex bar squatting. Oh, yeah. She might need help. Get in there. Help her up.
A better move.
Whoa. Yeah, I approve of this.
Yeah.
And along those lines...
All right.
So apparently San Francisco has this giant statue of a woman that they're constructing. And I will share that here. And they have a interesting way to get in the statue. I got to climb up in her asshole to get inside of it to do work
in through the butthole.
Like, oh my god, it's like an 85 foot statue. We're jamming a man up her ass,
and later you're going to exit by being birthed from the back crack.
Oh, it's insane the things they do in San Francisco.
Wild.
On that note, we better shut down.
Alrighty, well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Grove, thanks for playing.